The following is another sports presentation of Platte River Radio.
Down to 12 seconds to go. Center circle, Trevor Leach dribbling the basketball on Gary. They're clearing it out for Leach. 7 seconds, he'll bring it down the paint. Finger roll, good.
Today, it's live coverage of the 11th annual Heartland Hoops Classic from Grand Island.
Central Catholic now with the ball. Gehring for another three. Got it. Jack Gehring on fire for the Crusaders. 8 in a row and all for Jack Gehring.
Some of the state's best high school basketball teams are paired against each other in today's 11th annual Heartland Hoops Classic. This year's featured contest pits the number 2 and number 7 high school teams in the nation as Oak Hill Academy battles Sunrise Christian. All the excitement is coming up next, but first a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island right after this word with New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And Chuck Friesick along courtside for the 2018 Heartland Hoops Classic, and we are up to game number 5, so we've turned the page on the first half, headed to the second half of this 8-game Heartland Hoops Classic for 2018. Earlier scores today, UTAN picks up a win over South Loop by 9, 57-48. Hastings St. Cecilia over number 2 in C1 O'Neill, 65-51. Then it was York, the 4th-rated team in Class B, downing Omaha South out of Class A by 20, 61-41. And in a ball game that just wrapped up, Ponca, the number 1 team in Class C2, came back and won it on a free throw in the final seconds by the score of 34-33. The New Tech pregame show is proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We're here on ESPN 1460, 1550, and our game 5 is Grand Island Central Catholic, the number 5 rated team in Class C1 against number 3 out of C1, Winnebago, the Indians in town, and they like tempo. They come into the ball game averaging 72.4 per contest, giving up just 53. On the other side, Central Catholic more in the mid-range of the 50s. They'd like to score 55, 56, and they give up only about 45, so we'll see who can set the tempo here early between the Crusaders, who come in 15-6, and Winnebago, who is 17-3 on the season. Jeff Berridge, the head coach for the Indians, they come in on a 4-game winning streak with wins in the Loop or Lewis and Clark Conference tournament over Emerson Hubbard, Creighton, and Osmond. And then on the February 6th, they were at Wakefield, picked up a 72-57 win over Wakefield. So they come in here on a 4-game winning streak. Well, for Tino Martinez and the Crusaders, they come in here on a 4-game skid. They lost to Hastings St. Cecilia in the Centennial Conference Championship by 15, 55-40. Lost a tough one to Class B Lexington by 1, 64-63. Then lost by 10 to Wahoo, one of the top teams in C1 and number 1 rating right now. The Wahoo team won by the score of 60-50. And then a tough loss to Hastings St. Cecilia in their regular season matchup by the score of 51-47. So two teams headed in the opposite directions. We'll see if the Crusaders can get it turned around here again for Tino Martinez. They are out in their light blue uniforms, and the Winnebago Indians will be the visiting team on the scoreboard, I'm sure, here today. Let's take this time out. We'll be back to take a look at the starting lineups for the Indians and the Crusaders here on ESPN 1460, 1550 after this timeout.
Life is hectic. Schedules are full. Hi, this is Chris Caskey with Home Federal Bank. We've got the tools to make your life easier with convenient online banking, mobile banking, and mobile deposit. Fast, secure, and free, giving you peace of mind and one less thing to worry about in your busy schedule. We're here for you today. We'll be here tomorrow. And we'll do it together. Build your future at home, Home Federal Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cornhusker Honda presents a reality check. You don't have to shop all over to find your new Honda. Just head to Cornhusker Honda in Grand Island. you'll find great savings right now at America's most reliable cars and trucks. Plus, financing as low as 0.9% for up to 60 months with your good credit. That's savings for the long haul. The reality is the right choice is right here. Cornhusker Honda, just off North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
And Chuck Friesick back here to 2018 Heartland Hoops Classic, Grand Island Central Catholic and Winnebago. Your next game scheduled to go here at around 4 o'clock. It'll be followed by a battle between the 1 and 2 teams in Class B, Aurora and Omaha Scott. And then the highlight or the premier game of the 2018 Heartland Hoops Classic, it's Oak Hill Academy and Sunrise Christian Academy. If you haven't headed this way, still got time. That's scheduled to go about 7:30. Bring your headset or just stay with us as we'll have basketball action here on ESPN 1460, 1550. And then after this ball game, we'll turn it over to KKPR for the final three. And the closer tonight is Flatview, number 3 in Class B against the Creek Cardinals. They are number 10 in Class B. But we're ready for Grand Island Central Catholic, 15-6, and the Winnebago Indians at 17-3. Here's your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. This starting lineup is brought to you, as we said, by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Let's take a look at Winnebago. They come in here 17-3 on the season. Aaron LaPointe and Kenny Blockhawk are the assistants. They have 9 seniors, 2 juniors, 2 sophomores, and 1 freshman on the varsity roster for Jeff Berridge. The starter will be number 5, Jeriah Grayowl. He's a sophomore, stands 5'10". Another 5'10 sophomore starter will be Ed Payer. He wears number 10, as we said. Number 15 will be Jarius Bass. He's a 6'2 freshman. Manepe Cleveland, the 6'2 senior, will get the start. He wears number 22. And the final starter will be the transfer from South Sioux City, Lance Denny. He's a 6'6 senior. He'll wear number 33. Denny started his career, I believe, out at Homer. Spent a couple of years at South Sioux City and now with the Winnebago Indians. Now for Grand Island Central Catholic. They come in here 15-6. Tino Martinez, the head man, Rob Mitzik, Jason Zalesny, Terry Fredrickson, and Cody Cahill are the assistants. Here are the starters for the 15-6 Crusaders. Number 2 is Jack Gehring. He's a 5'11 sophomore. Gehring averaging 12.3 points per contest and 3.1 rebounds. Number 4 will be Russ Martinez, just a freshman, stands 5'10". Martinez grabbing 1.5 boards per contest and 7.6 points. The high scorer is number 22, the 6'2 senior, Myra Elmira. Elmira averaging 17.3 per contest for GICC. Also leads the team in rebounds with 8 per contest. Number 42 is the 5'10 senior Jonah Bales. Bales gets the start. He gets 4.4 rebounds, and he gets 3.3 points per contest for Grand Island Central Catholic, who come in here averaging 55.7. They give up just 45. They shoot 43% from the field, 63% from the free throw line, and 34% from behind the three-point arc. And the final starter will be the 6'5 sophomore, Jacob Herbeck. Herbeck on the season averaging 7.2 points and 3.7 rebounds. And that's your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And we'll be back with a tip-off between the Crusaders and the Indians after this timeout.
Have you ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way a thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the bullet spray and bed liners from the Dent Poppers protect your pickup truck's bed. No rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. Bullet spray on liners is the one that goes on hot, stays strong. That means your truck holds its value longer. Surprised that the Dent Popper now applies bullet spray on? Don't be. The Dent Popper's been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown. Town Kearney for a free estimate.
Chuck Friesick back here at the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island. Welcome you to ESPN 1460, 1550. It's Winnebago 17-3, averaging 72 points per contest. Grand Island Central Catholic 55. So we'll see who can set the tempo in our ball game here this afternoon. Glad to have you along. Make sure you stop in and tell all the sponsors a big thank you for making this action possible here on ESPN. And the Crusaders are out on the floor in their light blue uniforms. It'll be Gehring, Martinez, Elmira, Bales, and Herbeck into the jump circle. That'll be Elmira, the 6'2 senior. And countering for the Indians will be Lance Denny, the 6'6 senior. They're in their white uniforms. Winnebago coming in on a 4-game winning streak. And Grand Island Central Catholic hoping to turn around a 4-game slump. Ball is in the official's hand. He's into the jump circle, and we have basketball. And thanks for joining us here on ESPN. Ball controlled by Central Catholic. This is Jack Gehring. Gehring into the front court. Looks like man-to-man for the innings as we started off. This is Elmira, left-hand side to Gehring. Attacks the basket, gets into the paint. He'll get the big guy up in the air for Winnebago, and I believe they've just drawn a foul on Lance Denny. And Lance Denny will pick up the foul. That's the 6'6 senior for the Winnebago Indians of Jeffrey Berridge. Come in here a solid 17-3, rated number 3 in C1 in both the World Herald and Lincoln Journal Star. We await the free throw of Jack Gehring. Gehring, the right-hander, at the free throw line. 5'11", sophomore. Free throw, the second one rims around, will not go, so he misses both. And a ball brought down by the Indians. That's Manape Cleveland into the front court. They'll go right inside with the size, trying to work Denny at the high post. He'll have to kick it back around the outside to Cleveland. They'll work it against the man-to-man. Solid man-to-man always for GICC and Tino Martinez's squad. Back out on top. This is Manape Cleveland. Cleveland the senior. Spin move at the top of the key. Back behind a back dribble. Working there against Elmira. Gives it off on the outside. Here's the move down the lane by Grayall. Can't get it to go. Ball's tipped around and brought down by the Indians. Ball into the hands of Cleveland, and he can't get it to go. So Cleveland gave him a couple of opportunities. Winnebago unable to score. 7:05 to go. Quarter number one from the Heartland Hoops Classic here. In the battle at 4 o'clock, there'll be a game at 5:45, another area squad, Aurora, against Omaha Scott. On the outside, this is the dribble of Jack Gehring. He's their floor general. The leading scorer is Elmira. He has it on the right-hand side. Back to the near side to Gehring. Gehring being defended there by Grayall. Into the corner, three-pointer on the way, up and in. And a basket. And Ross Martinez has the first points of the ball game. GICC on top, 3-0. Minute and a half into the ball game. Move quickly down the lane. Shot up there by Cleveland. No good. And down with the rebound is Martinez, who just got the big three-pointer. Central Catholic up 3-0. Into front court. Now the ball loose on the floor, but it ends up in the hands of Myra. Elmira drives into the lane, gets the defenders up in the air, and then lays it off the window and in. 5-0 GICC here in the early going. 2 minutes into the contest here in quarter number one. Game number five, still 3 to go on the docket in a big day here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. On the outside, this is the move by Lance Denny. Gets into the paint, shoots one up left-handed. Looked, but would not go down. Down with the rebound is Russ Martinez. Martinez and GICC into front court to the right-hand side. This is Jack Gehring who runs the offense. Goes baseline and straight-up move this time by Herbeck. Can't get it to go. Elmira ends up with it. Baseline kicks it back out on top. Three-pointer again. Can he get it to go again? No, this time Martinez a shot off the mark, and it's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say off of the Indians. Winnebago's 17-3. Crusaders 15-6. Crusaders out of the Centennial Conference. Winnebago out of the Lewis and Clark Conference. Both teams in C1. Now tossing it in. Gets it in. Bales at about a count of four. Here's a three-pointer off the mark by Gehring. No good. And the rebound brought down by Forbago by Ed Payer. Payer has it. And down at the other end, they'll get it to Denny. Denny puts it up off the window. But what a nice pass from Payer down the floor to find his teammate open. That'll make it 5-2. And now Denny will shoot for the old-fashioned three-point play. And the foul is called on GICC. Free throw is up and in. And it's 5-3. Myra Malry will bring it across the timeline. Here to the near side, this is Martinez. Martinez will dribble it back out around the arc. Top of the arc, Gehring outside the top, works there against the man-to-man of the Indians. Leaves it for Martinez, just a freshman. Put the first points on the board, a three-pointer from behind the arc. Now out to Almira. 3 minutes into our opening quarter. This is, they move it down into the lane. Gehring back out of top. Once again, Grand Island Central Catholic can be very, very patient. On the outside, here's a three-pointer by Gehring. Up and in. Jack Gehring has the second three-pointer of the ball game, and it's an 8-3 ball game in favor of GICC. Quickly headed to the far end. This is Cleveland. Cleveland into the lane. Has to go against Elmira. Has a fadeaway shot. No good. Nice rebound, though, by the Indians, and he can't get it to go. That's Lance Denny. Denny got the rebound, just couldn't follow it to put it in. Down with the rebound. This is Jacob Herbeck. Here comes GICC, 3-on-3, but a steal from behind. Nice defensive steal by Cleveland. Cleveland came in that time behind Elmira. First turnover of the ball game, and the ball will go back to Winnebago. 8-3 your score. They'll go to the right-hand side. This is the big guy, Lance Denny. He's going to come out from behind the arc and puts it in from there. Lance Denny with all six. It's 8-6 in quarter number one. 3:56 to go. Elmira will bring it up. Elmira working 22 against 22. He picked up by Manape Cleveland. Back out on top to the freshman, Martinez. Back to Elmira at the elbow. Gets into the paint, and that'll be a traveling call on GICC. Second turnover, we're going to have our first substitute of the ball game. And checking in for the Crusaders, this will be Elijah Purney. Purney will check in and coming out of the lineup. Now they're also going to bring in Peyton Court, a pair of sophomores. Court at 5'10", Purney at 6'5". Indians will have it, trailing by a bucket. This is Ed Payer, the 5'10 sophomore. Left-hand side, shot up by Denny, no good. And the rebound inside, though, goes to the Winnebago, and Lance Denny has it to go. We're tied at 8 apiece. This is Elmira into the lane, draws contact, batted around. Winnebago will come up with it. Give the block inside. Here comes Winnebago, chance to take the lead. 8-8 to the far end. Behind the back, dribble by Cleveland. Goes left-hand side, three-pointer. Long ways away, and it's going to drop. Jeremiah Grayow puts it in, and all of a sudden it's Winnebago with an 11-8 lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
As a business owner, a concern during the winter is an icy parking lot. What product should you apply? Where do you get it? How do you know what product works best for company needs? Hi, this is Monty from NSG Transport. NSG is a bulk transport company with ice control products for any size of business, including one-ton totes, pallets of bags, and bulk salt. Keep your employees and customers safe this winter with ice control from NSG Transport based in Gothenburg, Nebraska. Visit NSGCO.com. That's NSG Transport at NSGCO.com.
Hi, Chuck Friesick back here at the 2018 Heartland Hoops Classic, and we thank you for joining us here. It's 11-8 Winnebago on top of Grand Island Central Catholic. We're here, internet streaming of high school games on the Platte River group of stations and on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Is brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. Ball will go to Grand Island Central Catholic after the Winnebago turnover, their first of the ball game. And bring it up will be Jack Gehring. Gehring guarded by Grayow. Goes to the right wing. That's the substitute, the freshman Purney, outside of the arc. Back to Gehring. Out on top to Andrew Herbeck, who's also checked now in after the timeout. Herbeck, the 6'4 senior. So Herbeck into the ball game for head coach Tino Martinez. And now the ball stolen away. Give the steal to Cleveland, his second of the ball game. Third turnover on GICC. 11-8, Winnebago by a trip. On the outside, this is Cleveland behind a back dribble out into the corner. Long three-pointer by Lance Denny. Lance Denny has another tray. That's three from behind the arc for Winnebago, and they have a six-point lead, 14-8. Here on ESPN, see if GICC can answer. On to the left-hand side, this is the sophomore Peyton Court. Court working outside of the arc on top of the key. Right-hand side. Now a nice little move into the corner. Three-pointer from the baseline. Up and in. And GICC answers with Andrew Herbeck. The 6'4 senior answers with his first three of the ball game. 14-11. Headed to the other end. Here come the Indians. Now a zone defense by GICC. A floater down the right-hand side. A little running hook that time. Goes in for Jarius Bass. 16-11. Lead of five for Winnebago. GICC headed to the near side. Goes to Peyton Court. Court into the far side corner. That's Jack Gehring back out on top. Three-pointer up and in. The second for the freshman, Russ Martinez. So teams playing shoot 'em up from outside. It's 16-14. Back come the Indians on the far side. This is Grayow to the right-hand side. To Cleveland. Cleveland right near his bench shoots up a long tray. This one's not going to go, but the rebound inside stays with the Indians.
And now the ball will be tipped away, and here comes GICC. Peyton Court into front court. Double teamed as they get it into front court. Indians may have now also matched up and went to the zone. Into the far corner. Ball into the hands of Peyton Court, the sophomore. Now the Indians come out of that. Looks like maybe Lance Denny was just guarding the paint. Three-pointer, top of the key, up and in. Jack Gehring, his second tray of the first quarter, and both teams hitting it from behind the arc here early. GICC on top, 17-16. 19 seconds to go, and now we'll have a whistle stop play. We have been rolling him up and down the floor with three-pointers, and now we're going to have a foul. And this will be on Andrew Herbeck. That'll be on Herbeck. That'll be his first. He's the second on the home team Crusaders. Winnebago on the far side. This is Cleveland, the senior. Looking inside for Denny. Cross-court pass with 8 seconds to go. To Gray Owl out on the outside. Three-pointer up and in for Monet Cleveland. Man of play, Cleveland has his first points. We've completed one quarter of play here at the Heartland Hoops Classic for 2018. It's Winnebago 19 and Grand Island Central Catholic 17. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Excellence in rehabilitation is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Rivanna, and Wood River.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Chuck Friesick along, and we're here in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth. We are on the road bringing you play-by-play, and Kearney Towing is on the road bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. 19-17, so just the opposite of the game that just wrapped up that went 34-33 in four quarters. We put up 36 points in the first quarter. Ball turned over by Winnebago on their opening possession. Ball will go to Central Catholic, trailing by two. Three-pointer on the way for the lead. No good. And it's going to go out of bounds. That shot up by Jack Gehring. And so now the Crusaders will set 7:40 to go in the opening half. Glad to have you along here on ESPN 1460, 1550. Chuck Friesick from the Heartland Hoops Classic here in 2018. Inbounds pass comes to a cutter through the lane. That's Myra Elmira, and Elmira is going to be fouled with the 7:38 mark. That'll even up the team fouls at two apiece. And a foul is against Winnebago. Ball inbounded. Now on the baseline, a shot up and no good by Jacob Herbeck. Rebound. Rebounded by the Crusaders, but they can't get it to go. Jonah Bales kept it alive. They'll tip it back out front to Russ Martinez. And Central Catholic will fire again. Nice move along by Gehring. Inside now to Bales. A lot of height in their side for Bagos. He'll kick it back outside. To Gehring. Into the corner to Martinez, the freshman. Back out on top to Gehring. Winnebago by two. No one has broken the ice here in quarter two after a high-scoring 19-17 first 8 minutes. Left-hand side, move up and in that time by Jacob Herbeck, and we're tied at 19 apiece. Winnebago will work it to the far end, to the near side. That is Gray Owl back out on top to Payer. Gives it to Cleveland, holds it high above his head. Back to Bass, the freshman tries to work the baseline, stolen away by Elmira. Nice job by Elmira to get the steal. 6:36 to go in the opening half, 19-19 in a battle of C1 powers here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, and GICC has said they're going to go into the 6'5 sophomore, and Herbeck delivers again. He has seven in the ballgame. It's 21-19 Crusaders.
On the outside, this is Bagel. Cross-court pass from Cleveland. Out there, a three-pointer. Long one this time by Grayall. Off the mark and no good. Elmira has it. He's going to take it coast to coast. Lays it up off the window. Nice move by Myra Elmira. 6-0 run to open it here in the second quarter has given GICC a four-point lead, 23-19. Bagel back out on top, and now a ball will be knocked out of the hands of Bass, but there will be a foul. I believe it's going to be a Jacob Herbeck. That will be that'll be number two on Jacob, the 6'5 sophomore. Winnebago is going to bring out of the lineup Jarius Bass. Maurice Scott will check in. He's a 5'11 senior. Scott into the lineup for head coach Jeff Berridge. On the outside, Winnebago trying to go inside to Denny. This might be a little deep. It is. It'll be a turnover on Winnebago. First quarter stats for Grand Island Central Catholic. They hit 6 out of 10, 60%. Winnebago was 7 out of 15. They hit 47%. Three-pointers, Winnebago was 4 for 4. Grand Island Central Catholic, 5 for 7. 5:42 to go in a half. GICC by 4. This is Jack Gehring, the sophomore. Gets to the elbow. Back cut to Elmira, up and in. What a nice look. Elmira cut from the far side, and Gehring delivered the ball right where he needed to. It's 25-19, Crusaders. On the right-hand side, this is Scott, the 5'11 senior, gets into the corner. Now they post up inside Payer, and he's going to be fouled by the Crusaders of Tino Martinez. I believe they're going to look in the direction of the freshman, Russ Martinez. This will be the fourth team foul on the Crusaders, just two on the Indians. Ball will be triggered by Winnebago on the far end. Maurice Scott has it high above his head. Throws it in, and Elmira is right there to get his second steal of the quarter. Elmira to the other end, left it short, gets the rebound, can't get it to go on time, too. Here's Bales inside with the rebound. He'll keep it alive. They'll kick it back out on top. Three-pointer up and in. Russ Martinez has 9 in the ball game, and what an effort by Jonah Bales to keep it alive. 28-19, Crusaders by 9. Into front court, this is Manape, Cleveland at the elbow. A little fallback by Cleveland, no good. Rebound inside that time by Lance Denny, and Denny puts it up and in. That's the first points of the second quarter for Winnebago, and it comes at the 4:45 mark of the second quarter, 28-21, GICC. Inside shot, no good that time by GICC. Down at the rebound, Indians will have it into the hands of Cleveland. Cleveland into front court. To Kenny, he was about halfway to the volleyball line, thought about launching one from there, instead hands it off to Manape Cleveland. He works right-hand side, and now Myra Elmira with the hand check will get a foul. That comes at the 4:18 mark of the first half, and now checking in for Winnebago. This will be TJ Frenchman. Frenchman checking in. He's a 5'11 junior. Winnebago comes in here a solid 17-3 on the season. Ball will be passed inside, and I will have a foul as they try to drag down Denny.
That falls up to 42%.
And a foul inside. They're going to call a foul drawing down Denny. They're going to call it on Jonah Bales. That'll be the first on to senior Bales. Sixth on GICC. Inbounds pass tipped back out of bounds by the Crusaders. Glad to have you along here in the 4 o'clock game. Still games at 5:45, 7:30, and 9:15. So come down and join us. Bring your radio along, your headset, and enjoy the action here from the 2018 Heartland Hoops Classic here on ESPN. And also switch it over to KKPR for games 5, 6, 7, and 8. Down the lane move by Winnebago. The shot up and no good. And now we have contact inside going to the floor hard for the Indians. Is TJ Frenchman, the junior, has just checked in, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair with an even 4 minutes left to go in the opening half. 28-21, Crusaders on top. Opening game went to UTAN, 57-48 over South Loop. Here is a shot by Frenchman up and in. That'll make it a 6-point ball game, 28-22. Game two went the way of the Hastings St. Cecilia team. They downed O'Neill 65-51. Second free throw by a Frenchman up and in, 28-23. So now a couple of free throws and a basket here in the midway for Winnebago has broken that tool streak. They had to open the second quarter. Elmira all the way to the other end, blocked inside. Give the block inside to Lance Denny, and he tipped it. Actually was taken care of by one of his teammates, but he was out of bounds. Give the block to Lance Denny. Crusaders bails inside to Elmira. Uses the basket to get away from Denny. Puts it up and in. Elmira now with eight in the books. 30-23. 7-point lead for the home team in white. Now they go to Denny. Bounce pass, door pass along the baseline. This is Scott. Puts it up and in. Three Scott has his first points of the ball game. We're back to a 5-point contest. Full court press by Winnebago. Broken by GICC. This is Martinez to Elmira. Back to Martinez behind the three-point arc. Baseline shot up and in. I have Martinez now with four three-pointers here in the first half. 33 on the board for Grand Island Central Catholic. They lead by eight. Winnebago quickly to the other end. They have gotten the tempo to where you would think it would be where Winnebago wants to run, but so far Grand Island Central Catholic has shot it well from behind the arc. Shot up inside by Winnebago's Marie Scott, no good. Crusaders will have it, bringing it down. 2:52 to go in the opening half. Up by eight, into the lane. This is Gehring, might have gone away with an extra step. Shot on the weak side, no good by Perny, the sophomore. Down a three-bound, Cleveland. Winnebago on the run to the far end. Long, long three-pointer by Cleveland off the mark. Where is it going to come down? Into the hands of Marie Scott for Winnebago. Winnebago will get a second opportunity. 2:22 to go here in the half. They go inside, ball thrown away. Winnebago tosses it away. Turnover now, fight for it, and stolen back by Winnebago. So they trade turnovers on that end of the floor. Still with Winnebago, and the final shot won't go in for Marie Scott. He's had three of them inside the lane and can't get them to go. They have laid on the lip, and it just won't. Now the official pointing one way, but I believe he wanted the foul on Grand Island Central Catholic, and it'll be on Myra Elmira. But that's number two on the leading scorer for Grand Island Central Catholic, and we'll see if they bring him out, and he does. Tino Martinez will bring back into the ball game Andrew Herbeck, the 6'4 senior. Elmira out. 8 points in the first half with 2:15 to go. His team on top by eight. At the free throw line, Manape Cleveland. Free throw by Cleveland is up and in. Cleveland to shoot a second. See if the Indians stay in that full-court press. They have started to pressure GICC after getting down here. Second free throw is up and in. So Winnebago now 4-for-4 from the charity stripe in quarter number two, 33-27. Back to a six-point game, and we have a 1-2-2 full-court press by Bago in backcourt. This is Bales across the timeline to Gehring, top of the key. Into the corner to Herbeck. He passes up an open tray, gives it back out on top to Martinez. Martinez into the corner to the floor general for GICC. That's the sophomore, Jack Gehring. Three-pointer on the way, and no good this time by Martinez. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll stay with the Crusaders. Glad to have you along here on ESPN, 1460, 1550 AM. I'm going to kick it over to KKPR for our 545 game. We'll be here for all eight today from the 2018 Heartland Hoops Classic. On the outside, this is Jack Gehring. Between the back, dribble. Now goes to the left-hand side to Herbeck. Out onto the wing. Nice defense on this possession by the Indians. That's TJ Frenchman out there now guarding Jack Gehring. Back out on top to Herbeck. Three-pointer on the way by GICC, and that's off the mark. Indians on the move. Top of the key, three-pointer is just off the mark for Ed Payer. The rebound comes down inside. Jonah Bales. Jonah Bales, the 5'10 senior, has the rebound for GICC. Into front court, this is Herbeck. Herbeck's going to drive to the side of the lane, kicks it back out on top, a long two-pointer. Now they're going to say three-pointer for Russ Martinez. Martinez with 15 here in the opening half, 36-29, lead back out to nine. Ball taken away by GICC. They can make it. A 12-point lead if they can get a basket here. Now we're going to have a foul called on Winnebago's Manape Cleveland, the 6'2 senior. That'll be the foul on Cleveland with 46.8 seconds to go. Cleveland will come out of the lineup. Back in, Jeriah Grayowl. And now they're going to say no. He says, coach says no. So we'll leave Cleveland in. Let's bring out Ed Payer. Jariah Grayall will stay on the floor. Ball tossed in, GICC to Jack Gehring. Sophomore comes left-hand side. They'll run the weave across the top. Gehring, right baseline, works there against Grayall. 35 seconds to go. 9-point lead for Crusaders. Three-pointer on the way, up and in. Give this one to Andrew Herbeck. Herbeck has his first points of the first half, and it's been the Central Catholic lighting it up from behind the arc. They have 39 here in the first half. On the outside, Winnebago. Crossover dribble by T.J. Frenchman. Back out on top. Moved by Cleveland. Into the lane. Gets into the paint. Falls down to the ground. No whistle. Down at the rebound, Jack Gehring. Central Catholic has it with under 3 seconds to go, and now it'll be stopped with 1.5. They'll call the turnover and a palming call, and you don't see that much in high school basketball, but probably the right call with 1.5 seconds to go. 39-27, Winnebago. We'll see if they can get up a shot. Three-pointer at the buzzer is just off the mark. We've completed one half of play here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, and we'll be back to take a look at the first half totals after this timeout.
Anderson Brothers can rewire your entire house or just add a handy outlet. We can fix an annoying drip or install a whole new kitchen and bath. We can change your furnace filter or convert your entire home to geothermal heat. After all, our name says it all. Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers. Neighbors serving your neighborhood for over 65 years.
Did your crops lose their fertilizer to Mother Nature last spring? This year, you need to utilize Endzone as your nitrogen management aid. Endzone will enhance your fertilizer's efficiency so your crops will utilize the nitrogen that you give them. To get Endzone added to your fertilizer, talk to your local fertilizer or chemical retailer. If they don't have Endzone Synergizer NutriPack, encourage them to visit with Mid-Nebraska Chemicals at www.mncag.com or call 308-468-6206.
As a business owner, a concern during the winter is an icy parking lot. What product should you apply? Where do you get it? How do you know what product works best for company needs? Hi, this is Monty from NSG Transport. NSG is a bulk transport company with ice control products for any size of business, including one-ton totes, pallets of bags, and bulk salt. Keep your employees and customers safe this winter with ice control from NSG Transport based in Gothenburg, Nebraska. Visit NSGCO.com. That's NSG Transport at NSGCO.com.
Life is hectic. Schedules are full. Hi, this is Chris Caskey with Home Federal Bank. We've got the tools to make your life easier with convenient online banking, mobile banking, and mobile deposit. Fast, secure, and free, giving you peace of mind and one less thing to worry about in your busy schedule. We're here for you today. We'll be here tomorrow. And we'll do it together. Build your future at home, Home Federal Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cornhusker Honda presents a reality check. You don't have to shop all over to find your new Honda. Just head to Cornhusker Honda in Grand Island. You'll find great savings right now at America's most reliable cars and trucks. Plus, financing as low as 0.9% for up to 60 months with your good credit. That's savings for the long haul. The reality is the right choice is right here. Cornhusker Honda, just off North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
Agriculture is a business where margins are everything, and profitability is determined by the weather, markets, regulations, politics, and everything in between. It's good to have a friend looking out for you. Buffalo County Farm Bureau has been that friend to farmers and ranchers, bringing them together to discuss challenges, identify solutions, and advocate on issues they've determined are critical to keeping current and future generations on the land. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau today and support Nebraska agriculture.
At Aurora Cooperative, we know that service matters, and that is why our fuel, propane, and lubricant salespeople and drivers take great pride in delivering the best overall customer experience to you. Our sales and service employees care about what they do, and more importantly, how they provide that service to you, because that is what matters. So whether you're in town, at the pump, or on the farm, Aurora Cooperative's full-service energy team is ready to meet all of your fuel, propane, and bulk oil needs. Contact us today so that you can experience how Aurora Cooperative's sales and service energy team is different. Aurora Cooperative, putting owner's equity to work.
And Chuck Friesick back here at the 2018 Heartland Hoops Classic. And at halftime, it is Grand Island Central Catholic 39 and Winnebago 27. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And we want to thank them for making this halftime available here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Let's take a look. At the end of the first quarter, it was Winnebago on top, 19-7. But the second quarter belonged to the home team Crusaders. They put up 22 points, held Winnebago to just 8, and got 4 of those were at the free throw line. So Winnebago gets 19 in the first quarter. They get 8 in the second quarter. They have 27 at halftime. Marie Scott has 2 points, the 5'11 senior off the bench for Jeffrey Berridge. T.J. Frenchman also came off the bench for the Indians in the first half. He was 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Manape Cleveland has 5 at halftime. He had 1 3-pointer in the opening quarter, had 2 for 2 at the free throw line in the second. He also has a couple of steals for Winnebago. The leading scorer at halftime for Winnebago is Lance Denny. Denny, their 6'6" senior, has 13. At halftime, he has a block shot to go along with those 13 points. We have 3 points for Jariah Grayall and 2 for Jarius Bass. Taking a look at Winnebago's stats in the first half, they hit 9 out of 26 shots from the field for 35%. They had 13 rebounds in the first half. They had 5 turnovers, 2 steals. They shot 50% from behind the arc. They hit 4 out of 8 of their shots from behind the arc. They were at the free throw line, a perfect 5 for 5, and they had 2 blocked shots. Now for Grand Island Central Catholic, looking to get their 16th win of the season for Tino Martinez. They trailed a little bit early, 19-17 at the end of the first 8 minutes, but they made up for it in the second quarter as they put up 22 points, and they have shot the ball well from behind the arc. They have hit 8 out of 14 in three-point land. They shoot 57% here in the first half from behind the three-point arc. They shoot 56% from the field for the entire first half, so they actually shot better from the three-point arc than anywhere. They had 12 rebounds in the first half, turned it over 4 times, had 4 steals, and they were 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Let's take a look at their unofficial totals. They are led by the freshman, Russ Martinez. Martinez, the 5'10 freshman, has hit 5 three-pointers. He has 15 here in half number one. We have 6 points for Jack Gehring, the 5'11 floor general. Gehring has all 6 from behind the arc. He has also missed a couple of free throws. We have Mariah Elmira, who got a couple of fouls in the second quarter there, had to sit the final minute and a half or so for Tino Martinez. He has 4 two-point baskets. Andrew Hubrek came off the bench for Grand Island Central Catholic, the 6'4 senior. He hit a three-point basket for GICC. We have 7 points at halftime for Jacob Herbeck. Jacob, the 6'5 sophomore, has 7. He has 1 three-pointer that came in the opening quarter. Then he hit a couple of 2-point baskets as they went inside there in the second quarter, and it paid off. They started going inside, and then as soon as Winnebago doubled down, they put Martinez to work along with Andrew Herbeck from the outside, and they lead it here at halftime. Grand Island Central Catholic on top by the score of 39-27. And the halftime show brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We'll take a minute timeout. We'll come back to the 2018 Heartland Hoops Classic here on ESPN 1460, 1550.
The Midwinter Cabin Fever Reliever is coming February 10th. It's the 11th annual Heartland Hoops Classic, brought to you by Pro Team Design and Dinsdale Automotive. Highlighted by the primetime contest between Oak Hill Academy and Sunrise Christian Academy, two nationally recognized programs. Buy day-long admissions at one low price from Ticketmaster. The Heartland Hoops Classic, February 10th. Order them online now at Ticketmaster.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center have physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children. See Drs. Conley, Johnson, and Owen at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to them. Their main office is located in Kearney. However, they're where you are, with 5 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska. Providing the highest quality care to everyone, ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center specializing in you.
And Chuck Rizik back here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, the 2018 edition. Let's run through the scoring of the earlier games today. UTAN picks up a 9-point win over South Loup, 57-48. It was Hastings St. Cecilia winning over O'Neill, 65-51. York picks up a 20-point win over Class A Omaha South, 61-41. And in the ball game preceding this, it was a free throw with 2 seconds left to give Ponca a 34-33 win over Gretna. At halftime, we have Grand Island Central Catholic looking for their 16th win, on top by the score of 39-27 over Winnebago. Ball games yet to go tonight on the Heartland Hoops Classic, and you can hear them all over on KKPR. It'll be number one in Class B, Aurora, against Omaha Scott. That's scheduled to go at 5:45. At 7:30, it'll be the primetime game as Oak Hill Academy and Sunrise Christian Academy will battle 2 top 10 teams across the nation. And the nightcap tonight is number 3 in Class B, Platteview, battling the Crete Cardinals. And you can hear all of those on KKPR. And we thank you for joining us here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. On the alternating possession, the ball will go to the Crusaders. Crusaders, Jonah Bales tosses it in from the far sideline. Chuck Friesick along. Want to thank Spencer for helping us get on and off the air back there in Kearney. This is Gehring, top of the key, right-hand side to Russ Martinez. Big first half for Martinez. Now they go back into Jacob Herbick. Herbick into the lane, has it tipped around. Jonah Bales down on the floor, but I believe they'll call it travel on Bales. Good effort by Jonah, but he'll fall to the floor, and then they always give you the old little whistle, and they let you call it a travel. Great effort, though, by Bales, the 5'10 senior. We're a half a minute into the second half, and now Winnebago will run the weave out front. This is Manape, Cleveland. Starters are on the floor for head coach Jeff Berridge. Into the corner. Three-pointer up and in from the far sideline. It's up and in for Jarius Bass. That's his first from behind the arc. That'll cut into the lead. Makes it 39-30. Grand Island Central Catholic, and they'll turn it over back-to-back. This time the freshman Martinez slid his foot. It's Gehring, Martinez, Elmira, Bales, and Herbeck. That's Jacob on the floor for head coach Tino Martinez. Winnebago answers with Cleveland, Denny, Grayall, Payer, and Bass. Ball in the near side. This is Grayall as they run the weave outside to the near side. To Manape, Cleveland, the 6'2 senior on the outside. Grayall, three-pointer short off the top of the rim. Down at the rebound, Elmira. Elmira wants to run. Central Catholic attacks. Right-hand side. Numbers aren't there, so they'll kick it back out, and the three-pointer is still there for Russ Martinez. Martinez now with 18. It's 42-30, largest lead of the ball game for either team. Gives Grand Island Central Catholic a lead by 12. On to the far sideline. Indians back out on top to Cleveland. Cleveland dribbles it, couple to the elbow on the right-hand side. GICC and that familiar man-to-man. They switch off out on top. As Grayall tried to kick it, now goes into the corner. Long three-pointer by Lance Denny, no good. Rebound is loose on the floor. Jonah Bales grabs the rebound for Grand Island Central Catholic. Now Bales trapped right here in front of us. He'll find a teammate in blue. That's the freshman, Russ Martinez. 2 minutes into the second half here on ESPN. Glad to have you along. Grand Island Central Catholic up by 12, and now we're going to have a hold called on Winnebago. Will not be a non-shooting foul. They'll just put it under the basket and give it back to Grand Island Central Catholic. A foul is on, I believe, T.J. Frenchman. Ball will be tossed in. Jonah Bales at the far end tries to go into the lane to Elmira, and that'll be a turnover on GICC. So they've made 3 of those here in the early going of the second half. Still lead by 12, 42-30.
Right-hand side, Lance Denny to the baseline, falls onto the floor. That'll be a turnover on Winnebago. Winnebago headed to the other end, that's Elmira. And Elmira takes it away and puts it up and in. He's in double figures now with 10, 44-30. GICC on top by 14. Winnebago into the near side, working in front of their head coach, Jeff Berridge. Goes to the baseline. Now we'll have a body bump, and they'll call the foul inside on Jacob Herbick, the 6'5 sophomore. It'll be number three, I believe, on the sophomore for Grand Island Central Catholic. And off the bench comes Andrew Herbick, the 6'4 senior. Winnebago will toss it in near side. Now looking for an open teammate, count at four. Cleveland finally tosses it way back out on top, finds Grayall open, and it is down the lane, attacked by Grayall, lays it up and puts it in. Grayall has his first points of the second half. 44-32 to the far end. Grand Island Central Catholic shot off the mark, no good. Down with the rebound, Jarius Bass. Bass into the near court. On the outside, this is Grayall. Back to Cleveland. Winnebago runs the weave out front. 4:44 to go in the third. 44-32, your score. It was 39-27 at halftime by Crusaders. Left-hand side, this is Lance Denny, the 6'6 senior. Gets to the side of the lane, and then he'll draw contact and then threw it up, hoping to get for the old-fashioned three-pointer. Fell short after the contact inside by GICC, but Denny will be at the free throw line to shoot free throws. Denny at the free throw line. He is 1-for-1. Make it 2-for-2 for Denny, who had 13 in the first half, now has 14 in the ballgame. 44-33. Denny will shoot a second. 6'6 seniors, right-handed shot, up and all net. Back to a 10-point contest, 44-34, here at the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island. This is Myra Elmira, the 6'2 senior, will bring it across for Central Catholic. They'll close out the regular season at St. Paul next Friday night. Grand Island Central Catholic. Elmira looks through Gehring, cutting through the lane, attempts to take it left-hand side by himself, and takes it up on the left-hand side and just shoots it up over the defender and puts it in for points 45-46. Winnebago rushes it down the floor, back by 12. Onto the right-hand side. This is Denny. Three-pointer far side is going to bounce off the bang board. No good. Jonah Bales. Great positioning by the 5'10 Bales. And here comes Grand Island Central Catholic. 3:46 to go. 46-34 your score. Around the outside, Gehring to Elmira. Nice crossover. Elmira at the free throw line. Doesn't want to shoot it. Back to Martinez. To Elmira. Elmira's going to work 1-on-1. He works there against Ed Payer. Tough decision for the sophomore. Three-pointer off the mark this time for Grand Island Central Catholic. Down with the rebound, Cleveland. Into front court. Ball tipped away. Jonah Bales tips it, but it goes right back to Jeremiah Groyal. Now reach in the middle. Shot up and no good by Ed Payer. Down at the rebound is Jack Gehring. GICC will take it to the far end. 3 minutes left to go here in the third. 46-34, your score here on ESPN. This is Andrew Herbick, the senior in, with Jacob on the bench with fouls. And now we'll have a turnover on GICC, their fourth here in the second half. 2:53 to go, and now we'll have our first substitution for Grand Island Central Catholic as Elijah Purney will check in. Purney in, coming out, Andrew Herbeck. Herbeck and Purney court played all in the first half for head coach Tino Martinez. Tino assisted by Rob Meetsick, Jason Zalesny, Terry Fredrickson, and Cody Cahill. Winnebago done by 12. See if they can cut into the lead here. They trailed by 12, so we played even here in the third to Denny. Back on the side to Cleveland. Back to Denny, and now they'll throw it over to head coach Jeff Berridge, and that'll be a turnover on Winnebago. 2:35 to go, quarter three, and Winnebago out in the full court press, but it's man-to-man, so they give it to Gehring, and Gehring will work it up the far side against Grayowl into front court. down through the lane and stumbling was the freshman Martinez. Ball turnover, fifth of the second half. Numbers are there. Bago throws it up on the far side. A little runner by Grayall. No good. Down at the rebound, Elijah Perney. Perney with the rebound. GICC up by 12 with 2:12 to go in the third. This is Elmira. Now Tino Martinez, three-pointer is long and off the mark for Grand Island Central Catholic. Down at the rebound again is Cleveland. Cleveland will bring it to the near side. Tried to go to Denny. And then coming in to tip it away was Elijah Perney, the 6'5 sophomore. Perney now guarding the 6'6 senior, Lance Denny, inside. Denny came over from South Sioux City for his senior season to play here with Winnebago. They come in here 17-3, do the Indians. Crusaders 15-6. Winnebago will close out their regular season next Friday on the road at Guardian Angel Central Catholic. Cross-court pass into the lane. That was a hard pass. Bass, the freshman, has it tipped out of his hands. Finally ends up in the hands of Martinez. Grand Island Central Catholic headed to the far end to Elmira. Elmira looks inside to Bales. Bales is going to call. They're going to call traveling. No, they're going to say a foul first on Bago. Winnebago picks up their foul. That'll be their third here in the second half. And Jonah Bales will toss it in. Now we're going to have another foul called as they try to toss it in. It's going to be a hold, and they'll call the foul inside on Lance Denny. Denny picked up a foul early in quarter number one, has stayed out of foul trouble, though, as he just got his second here with 1:22 to go. Jack Gehring will be at the free throw line. First free throw for either or at least for Grand Island Central Catholic here in the second half. Gehring's free throw is up and in, 47-34. Second free throw by Gehring, rolls around, takes a look, and drops on in. Gehring now with 8, 48-34. Now it appears that GICC will come out in the 1-3-1. And they only set up in the 1-3-1 and switch right away to the man-to-man once Winnebago gets it across and deep into front court. This is Manape Cleveland into the paint, spins left, spins right, finally puts it up, will not go. Down at the rebound, Perney, the sophomore, and he's going to be fouled. Nice job in there boxing out by Elijah Perney. And he'll call the foul on Manape Cleveland for Winnebago. That'll be the second on Manape. Now checking in. Back in is Russ Martinez. Martinez back on the floor for head coach Tino Martinez. Ball to Jack Gehring. Gehring will bring it up. Left-hand dribble across the timeline. Under a minute to go. Quarter number three. A battle of C1 powers here between Grand Island Central Catholic, rated fifth. Winnebago comes in as the number three rated team, according to the World Herald and also the Lincoln Journal Star. And now posting up inside was Perney. And I believe that it's going to be called on Denny, and head coach Jeff Parrish thought the same, but it'll be foul number three on his 6'6 post, Lance Denny. So Denny now with three fouls. So after getting 19 in the opening 8 minutes, Winnebago got 8 in the second quarter, and they have just 6 here with 45 seconds to go in the third. Here is the first free throw off the mark for Elijah Perney. He'll shoot a second. And now into the ball game for Winnebago, William Winget, the 6'3 junior. Winget into the ball game for Winnebago. Coming out, Lance Denny. Second free throw, we wait. And the free throw by Perney is up and in. So Perney hits one out of two, 49-34. That makes it a 15-point lead for the home team Crusaders. Jumper at the free throw line off the mark by Grayall. Ball tipped around. It's going to come down into the hands. Hustling after it. Three players on the floor. A couple of Winnebago players. Great effort on both sides. The freshman Russ Martinez was there along with Grayall and Payer for Winnebago, and they'll give it back to Winnebago. 28.6 to go here in the third. Out on top to Cleveland. Cleveland works there against Elijah Perney. Looks for a screen right-hand side. Now he's double-teamed by the Crusaders. Has to find someone open, and he finally does out on top to Payer. Near side to Jeriah Grayall. Three-pointer by Cleveland off the mark, tipped around and rebounded inside, kept alive that time by Jarius Bass. And now Cleveland trying to attack the basket here from the left-hand side, and we'll have a whistle stop play with 4.7 seconds to go. Foul will go inside on Herbeck, and this is on Andrew, and I believe that's number three on Andrew. So coming back into the GICC lineup is Peyton Court, the 5'10 sophomore. 4.7 seconds to go. It was 39-27 at the break. It's now out to a 15-point lead. Ball tossed in. Cleveland three-pointer is off the mark and no good. Down with the rebound, Jack Gehring. We've got three in the books from the 2018 Heartland Hoops Classic. It's Grand Island Central Catholic, 49, Winnebago, 34. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Buzz's Marine wants you to think about the most important time of all, family time. And what brings a family together better than boating? Everyone looks forward to being on the water, so whenever you set aside a time for boating, family and friends will be there. So this year, make it the best year ever with a visit to Buzz's Marine, the best dealer between Denver and Omaha. They have the perfect boat and boating accessories for your family's needs and easy financing to make it happen today. Buzz's Marine, 5th and Central Kearney. Find out more online at buzzesmarine.com.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Tonight's Seeds to Success are brought to you by Impact Ag Partners, Craig Weegis and Todd Travis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. So where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Easy. Pioneer.com and MobilePioneer.com on their smartphone. The great Seeds to Success for a better yield start with Pioneer. And the Seed to Success for the Crusaders early was the three-pointer. And now it's been the defense. They gave up 19 to Winnebago in the first 8 minutes. The next 16, they've given up just a total of 15 points in the next two quarters. Ball will go to Winnebago to open up here into the fourth quarter, and we'll have a foul called on Grand Island Central Catholic. And the foul will give the ball back to Winnebago, a non-shooting foul, move along the baseline by Cleveland. He spins into the paint, puts it up and in. Points on the board for Manape Cleveland. His first points for Winnebago for the since the second quarter. And now we'll have a turnover by Grand Island Central Catholic. The ball will go back to Winnebago and then a foul called on Grand Island Central Catholic. And it's the foul on Jacob Herbeck. That's number four on the Central Catholic sophomore. Ball from the outside, shot off the mark. No good by Jarius Bass. Central Catholic on the run with a 13-point lead, 49-36. On the outside, Malra Imyra, and he's just inside the three-point arc. He's got two-pointers in the basketball game. He has 14 first points of the fourth quarter, 51-36 in favor of Grand Island Central Catholic, first at least for the Crusaders. Fadeaway jumper by Cleveland. No good. Down to the rebound, the freshman, Russ Martinez. Martinez will just bring it across the timeline, has it slapped out of his hands, then is able to retrieve it. Finally gets it to the sophomore, Jack Gehring. To the left-hand side, this is Almira. Almira swings, gets into the paint, waits for the defense, uses the basket, puts it up and in. And Almira, now with eight in each half, has 16 for Grand Island Central Catholic, and now they lead by 17, 53-36. Foul is the 16th foul against the Indians of Winnebago, and Almira will shoot for the old-fashioned three-pointer. We'll see the right-handed. Shot is up and in, just a bit short. Down at the rebound is Manape Cleveland. On the outside, Winnebago, three-pointer up and in. Nice little set three-pointer that time for, and it's in for Ed Payer. That's his first points of the ball game, 53-39. We rolled out to a big first quarter 19-17, but we have slowed down considerably except for the big second quarter by Central Catholic. Central Catholic gets it baseline to Jacob Herbeck. He has his first points of the second half. He now has nine. It's 55-39. GICC up by 16. Three-pointer again on the way, up and in. Back-to-back three-pointers for Ed Payer. And that cuts into lead, makes it 55-42. Elmira will bring it across the timeline. 5:40 to go here in the third. As a reminder, we'll kick it over to KKPR for the 5:45 game. It'll be number one and number two. Aurora and Omaha Scott to battle here on KKPR. Game 7 and 8 will also be here, right here on KKPR. On top, this is Winget. William gets into the lane. 6'3 junior has it stolen away. Might have been some contact. No whistle. Into the far sideline. That's Gehring. Double-teamed around the outside by Winnebago. He's able to find Russ Martinez. Martinez bounced past Elmira. Elmira into the lane. Puts it up and in. He has opened it up here. Now it's 10 now in the second half. And he is feeling comfortable getting into the lane. 57-42, Grand Island Central Catholic. Winnebago around the outside. This is Cleveland going inside. Finds Winget on the backdoor cut. And William Winget has his first points of the contest. 57-44. Now double team by Winnebago out near the timeline. Grand Island Central Catholic gets it down. Myra, and he takes a three-pointer. He hadn't shot one from there, but he shows he can do it. 60 now on the board for Grand Island Central Catholic, and they lead by 16. Reminder, we'll have the Scott and Aurora game at 5:45. The big primetime game is Oak Hill Academy and Sunrise Christian Academy. That's scheduled to go at 7:30. So if you're in the area, still time to get down here. Bring your headset, listen to it, watch the ball game. And then the nightcap tonight has a Class B battle between the Creek Cardinals and Platteview. 4:23 to go in the contest. And the ball will be taken out by Winnebago from under the basket on the near side. Ball tipped out of the hands of the Indians. And now we're going to have a foul called. And I believe this is going to go on the Crusaders and possibly Jonah Bales. And they do call it on Bales. That's number two on the 5'10 senior. At the free throw line will be Jarius Bass. Bass will shoot 1-1, trailing by 16. 4:18 on the clock. Bass's free throw is up and in, and he'll shoot a second. So they've picked up the offense Winnebago has. They have now got 11 with over 4 minutes to go. Now 12 in the fourth quarter after getting just 8 in the second and 7 in the third. Now see if they can get some stops here against Grand Island Central Catholic. Second free throw is in for point 46. Grand Island Central Catholic will work it across the timeline. This is Peyton Court. Court goes to Elmira at the elbow, left-hand side. Jonah Bales shot from a long distance away. Normally don't see that, and now we'll have a push-off inside against Grand Island Central Catholic. And Jacob Herbeck, I believe, has just fouled out of the ballgame as he picks up going after the offensive rebound. Jacob Herbeck fouled out. And he will foul out with 4 minutes even to go into contest. And 9 points for Jacob Herbeck. At the free throw line for Winnebago. And it's up and in. Give the points to number 24. And now coming into the ball game for GICC, that's Andrew Herbeck. We await the second free throw for Winnebago. Now back to a 13-point ball game, 60-47. Second free throw up and rolls around and goes in. Now a travel on Grand Island Central Catholic, so a 12-point ball game after the free throws by Winnebago. And now we'll see, can they come back after Grand Island Central Catholic had spread it out? Winnebago into the near side to Jarius Bass. Give and go on the near side to Cleveland. Cleveland gets the pass, puts it up off the window and in. Nice pass. Cleveland finishes it off. It's 60-50, back to a 10-point contest. 3:33 to go on the clock here in the fourth. This is Jack Gehring. Gets away from the defender. Gets by Jarius Bass along the baseline. That's Bales inside. Shot up and no good. It's Caden Cleveland down with the rebound. Here comes Winnebago into front court. On the dribble. That's Payer. Baseline move. Rolls it up and in. Ed Payer has eight here in the fourth quarter. And 60-52, and we'll see if we get a timeout when they get it across for Tino Martinez. Tino was up, but no timeout for the Crusaders. Elmira into the lane, lays it up and in. Has 11 in this fourth quarter alone. 52-62, back to a 10-point lead for the home team. Shot along the floater, that time by Cleveland, no good. Indians rebounded inside. Cleveland ends up with it. Outside the lane, can't get it to go. Where's it going to end up on the floor? Into hands of Jonah Bales. Bales on a breakaway to the other end, lays it up, can't get it to go. And Elmira trying to come over the back, that time of Caden Cleveland. And it'll go out of bounds. If you're just joining us, 2:36 to go here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, and we're going to take a walk to the near side, and at the free throw line will be Caden Cleveland. And 2:36 to go in the contest. 62-52 your score. Shot is up and in. That makes it 62-53. And this free throw with 2:36 drops in. It's an 8-point ball game. 62-54. Now we'll look over again at Tito Martinez. Across the timeline, no timeout again for the Crusaders. Out on top to Jack Gehring. 2:26 to go, 62-54. Talmyra, right-hand side, works there against Manape Cleveland. Back out on top to Elijah Perney, the 6'5 sophomore. Back to the senior. Crossover dribble, gets to the free throw line, kicks it outside. Three-pointer, rolls around, won't go. Cleveland has another rebound. Now they can cut it down to five with a long-distance one here for the Winnebago Indians. Out on top, this is Cleveland, double-teamed in the arc. Now they go inside to Denny. Denny up off the glass and in. Lance Denny has his first basket of the second half. It's 62-56, and we have a timeout on the floor. This timeout is brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. We are located where you need us, specialized in you, ENT Physicians. We'll be back in 30 seconds on ESPN.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And Chuck Friesick back here at the 2018 Heartland Hoops Classic. We have a good one as Winnebago trying to work their way back in from a double-digit deficit. Goes on defense. Grand Island Central Catholic, three-quarter court, tosses it in to Jack Gehring. Gehring will dribble it up the right-hand side, headed to the far end of the court. His team up on top by six. 1:46 to go here in the contest to Andrew Herbeck. Back to Myra Elmira. They run the weave out front. Goes to Russ Martinez, the freshman. Martinez has been quiet here in the fourth. He had 18 in the first three quarters. This is Jack Gehring. Gehring working there against Jarius Bass, the freshman. Back to Myra Elmira. 1:20 to go in the contest. Elmira out near the 28-foot line. Back to Gehring. GICC now definitely playing against the time, and they will go to the free throw line with 1:11 remaining in the contest, leading by six. This will push them into the bonus. At the free throw line will be Jack Gehring. And now we're going to have a timeout on the floor for Winnebago. Let's take this 30-second timeout.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank. the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And Chuck Friesick back here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, and we have tightened it up here in the final minutes of quarter number four as a big comeback by Winnebago. They trailed coming into this quarter by 15. They've cut it down to six with 71 seconds remaining. Jack Gehring will be at the free throw line. First of the one-and-one is up and in for the Crusader sophomore. He has hit three out of five now. He's hit all three here in the second half. 63-56. Three possession game. Second free throw rims around, will not go. Down a rebound, Jarius Bass. Bass gives it off to Manape Cleveland into front court. They go to Denny. Denny spins in the lane, puts it up and in. Lance Denny. Nice little spin move by Denny. 63-58. Full court pressure. And now a foul called on Winnebago with 54.2 seconds to go. And I believe they're going to walk to the free throw line, the senior Jonah Bales. Bales yet to score in the contest. He'll shoot the front end of the one-and-one. That's the eighth foul on Winnebago here in the second half. Grand Island Central Catholic has committed nine. Three timeouts for Grand Island Central Catholic remaining, four for the Indians. Free throw laid up on the lip. I thought it was just going to lay there, but then it finally rolls over, and Jonah Bales puts up point number 64 for his Crusader team. 64-58. Bales, the right-handed 5'10 senior, eyes the bucket, bends, puts this one, rolls around. This one won't go. Down at the rebound is Caden Cleveland. Winnebago into front court. Near side pass to Jarius Bass. Bass has it stolen away. What a big steal by Myra Elmira with 44 seconds to go. And now into front court come the Crusaders, and we'll have a foul. It'll go against Winnebago. And Ed Payer, I believe, is going to be the band guilty. And it is on Ed Payer. That'll be his second foul of the contest. And at the free throw line for Grand Island Central Catholic, leading by six, is the sophomore, Elijah Purney. Purney rolls it around, won't go, no good. The rebound is brought down by Central Catholic's Myra Elmira, and that's going to be a big one for Central Catholic. That'll give them the ball back. Now it's going to be a foul again by Winnebago and stop the clock with 32.8 to go. Now 10 fouls on Winnebago, so it'll be two shots this time for Jack Gehring. Gehring's free throw rolls around, will not go. Now ready to check in for head coach Jeff Berridge is Jariah Grayow, the 5'10 sophomore. 32.8 seconds remaining in the contest. It looked like Central Catholic might go out of here with a double-digit win, but back came Winnebago, and now the second free throw. Again, no good, but again, a rebound inside by Jonah Bales. And now we'll have more fouls on Winnebago. So this is the third opportunity to be at the free throw line for the Crusaders on this possession. And now we'll see what Jonah Bales can do. He hit one out of two there the last time. He'll shoot a pair here as the double bonus in effect for both teams, the distance of 28.1 seconds. Bales bends, right-hander, puts this one around, spins, will not go. Two-possession ball game right now, and Tino Martinez would, I'm sure, like to see one of these drop just to make it a three-possession game. Second free throw, spins, and finally goes in for Jonah Bales. 65-58. Into front court, Winnebago on the near side. Cleveland banks one in from three-point land, and they'll count it. 65-61. In backcourt, Malai Myra gets it, but he'll be finally a two-hand touch move by Jariah Grayow. Catches up with Elmira, and Elmira will shoot a pair with 14.9 to go. Stay with us. We'll give you all the stats of today's ball game. Haven't had any injuries, but it's always great to have that. But the injury report is always brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Myra Elmira, first free throw is up and in for point number 66. Still a two-possession ball game. Second free throw is off the mark. No good. 66-61. Shot from three-point land. This time it won't bank home for
Manape Cleveland, and that might be enough. With 5.7 seconds to go, we will have a foul called on Lance Denny, and that's going to be number 5 on Lance Denny. He'll foul out of here with 5.7 seconds to go. 19 in the ball game is what we have in our books for Lance Denny. A nice effort, but not quite enough. We'll walk to the far end, and at the free throw line for 2 will be Elijah Purney. Purney, the 6'5 sophomore, shoots this one up and in. 67-61. Purney will get a second. None of the Crusaders up near the rebounding area with 5.7 to go. Free throw, no good. Here comes Winnebago. 3-2-1. Cleveland's three-pointer at the buzzer. No good. So Grand Island Central Catholic picks up their 16th win of the season, and they win it by a half a dozen, 67-61, over their counterparts in C1, the Winnebago Indians. And we'll be back with the totals of today's ballgame after this timeout.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
Life is hectic. Schedules are full. Hi, this is Chris Caskey with Home Federal Bank. We've got the tools to make your life easier with convenient online banking, mobile banking, and mobile deposit. Fast, secure, and free, giving you peace of mind and one less thing to worry about in your busy schedule. We're here for you today. We'll be here tomorrow. And we'll do it together. Build your future at home, Home Federal Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cornhusker Honda presents a reality check. You don't have to shop all over to find your new Honda. Just head to Cornhusker Honda in Grand Island. You'll find great savings right now at America's most reliable cars and trucks. Plus, financing as low as 0.9% for up to 60 months with your good credit. That's savings for the long haul. The reality is the right choice is right here. Cornhusker Honda, just off North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
And it's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery's postgame show here from the Heartland Hoops Classic in 2018. And game number 5 goes the way of Grand Island Central Catholic, the number 5 rated team in C1, wins it by a half a dozen today by the score of 67-61. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery's postgame show, certified and fellowship trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment. And Chuck Friesick along on KESPN 1460 and 1550. Let's take a look at the ball game. It started out, looked like it was going to be a scoring barrage. It was 19-17, Winnebago at the end of the first 8 minutes. But then Central Catholic's defense took over in quarter two, and they started to continue to put points up on the side of the Crusaders. They got 17 in the first quarter, added 22 in the second, but they held Winnebago to just 8 in the second, then held them to 7 in the third before Winnebago came back and got 22 in the fourth quarter to end up with their 61 for Grand Island Central Catholic after leading by the score of 39-27 at halftime. They win it by 6, 67-61. Let's take a look at the unofficial totals. Manapai Cleveland has 12 points in the ball game. He had 6 rebounds and a pair of steals for Winnebago's Jeffrey Berridge. They are led by their 6'6 senior post, Lance Denny. Denny fouled out of the ball game with 19, with under a minute to go into contest. Denny ends up with 19 for Winnebago as they'll fall to a record on the season of 17-4 for Winnebago. They will close it out at Guardian Angels Central Catholic next Friday. We have 7 points in the ball game tonight for Jarius Bass. Bass, the 6'2 freshman, gets 7. He had 5 of those in the second half, including 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Ed Payer got the start tonight. He's just a 5'10 sophomore for Winnebago. He had a couple of 3-pointers in that big comeback effort by Winnebago in the fourth quarter. He ends up with 8 in the contest. 5 points for Jariah Grayall. He had 3 in the first half, got 2 in the second half for Winnebago. We had 4 points. Caden Cleveland, I believe, came off the bench and had 4 for 4 at the free throw line and 1 rebound. Then we had 2 points apiece for Marie Scott, also 2 for TJ Frenchman, and 2 in the ball game for William Winget off the bench for Winnebago. But Winnebago, not quite enough for Grand Island Central Catholic as the number 5 team. Crusaders win it by 6, 67-61. We'll take one more 30-second timeout. We'll come back and take a look at the totals of the victorious Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic.
As a business owner, a concern during the winter is an icy parking lot. What product should you apply? Where do you get it? How do you know what product works best for company needs? Hi, this is Monty from NSG Transport. NSG is a bulk transport company with ice control products for any size of business, including one-ton totes, pallets of bags, and bulk salt. Keep your employees and customers safe this winter with ice control from NSG Transport based in Gothenburg, Nebraska. Visit NSGCO.com. That's NSG Transport at NSGCO.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
And Chuck Friesick back here. Game number 5 is in the book of the 2018 Heartland Hoops Classic. And it's Grand Island Central Catholic taking a 67-61 win. And they are led by their season-long leading scorer, Myra Elmira. He ends up with 24 in the contest. Also had 3 steals for the Crusaders. They had 18 points tonight for Russ Martinez, the freshman. He had 6 3-pointers, all of those coming in the first 3 quarters for Tino Martinez's squad. 24 for Elmira and Martinez with 18. And then we'll go to 9 for Jack Gehring. Gehring runs the offense for the GICC squad. He had a pair of 3-pointers, also had 3 free throws in the contest. 9 points for Jacob Herbeck. Herbeck fouled out of the ball game with a little over 4 minutes to go for Grand Island Central Catholic. But Andrew came in, did a nice job, as did Elijah Purney for GICC as they win it by the score of 67-61. They had 3 points in the contest. Andrew Herbeck had 1 3-pointer and then 2 points apiece for Jonah Bales. Bales had about a half a dozen rebounds in there at 5'10 for the senior, and also 2 points for Purney off the bench. Here are the shooting totals in the ball game. Grand Island Central Catholic shoots 53% from the field. They get 26 rebounds in the contest. They turn it over 11 times. They steal it 7 times from Winnebago. They shoot 53% from behind the 3-point arc, but actually down just a bit. They were at 57% at halftime, and they get 40% of their free throws, just 8 out of 20. For Winnebago, they shoot 39% in the contest. They get 26 total rebounds, so that department was even up. Turnovers were even at 11 apiece. They did steal it 5 times from Grand Island Central Catholic, but not enough. They shoot 42% from behind the arc, 8 for 19. But they shot free throws well tonight, as they did not miss a free throw. They were 13 for 13. They also had 2 block shots, including 1 early in the ballgame by Lance Denny.
But it's Grand Island Central Catholic getting their 16th win of the season here by 67-61. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery's postgame show. And that'll wrap it up for game number 5. Don't go away. Kick it over to our sister station, KKPR. We'll have ball games at 5:45 with Omaha Scott and Aurora. It'll be Oak Hill Academy and Sunrise Christian Academy in the showcase game at 7:30. And at 9:15, we'll close it out with Blackview versus the Creek
Carly,
Cardinals.
Thank you
for now,
us.
We'll send it
no
back
problem.
To the station.
For me on.
Grand Island
Carly,
Central Catholic, 67, Winnebago, 61.
Agriculture is a business where margins are everything, and profitability is determined by the weather, markets, regulations, politics, and everything in between. It's good to have a friend looking out for you. Buffalo County Farm Bureau has been that friend to farmers and ranchers, bringing them together to discuss challenges, identify solutions, and advocate on issues they've determined are critical to keeping current and future generations on the land. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau today and support Nebraska agriculture.
Buzz's Marine wants you to think about the most important time of all, family time. And what brings a family together better than boating? Everyone looks forward to being on the water, so whenever you set aside a time for boating, family and friends will be there. So this year, make it the best year ever with a visit to Buzz's Marine, the best dealer between Denver and Omaha. They have the perfect boat and boating accessories for your family's needs and easy financing to make it happen today. Buzz's Marine, 5th and Central Kearney. Find out more online at buzzesmarine.com.